from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Yes.
Is it safe to say you had a concussion there?
Yes.
All right, that was Kevin Stefanski yesterday talking about Denzel Ward, you know, the pride in Ordonee, Ohio State, and one of the best defensive backs in the league, and he's dealing with a concussion again. And difficult decisions sometimes have to be made when you are sitting there with concussions trying to figure out not only your life in football, but your life in general. And so, you know, it's obviously one of the bigger stories that we've also talked about over the last couple of years, and then we're talking about it again now. Since Kevin confirmed yesterday that, you know, he was in protocol, but the word concussion hadn't come up before that. Yesterday it became official that he had said it was concussion protocol. And so you sit here and you're trying to figure out, you know, it's not for us to figure out. I'm going to be honest with you. It's up to Denzel and Denzel's family if he needs to take a break from the game or if he needs to take a permanent break from the game, because there's a lot of rumors out there, a lot of talk. Yahoo Sports has a story out there right now about he's got to consider retirement after another concussion. And so it's a difficult decision, not one for me to make, not one for anyone to really, you know, make for Denzel. It's up to Denzel and Denzel's family to sit down and have a very, very serious conversation about that. We're going to talk about Denzel a little bit. Albert Breer said something about that. Also, keeping running tabs on whether you think Deshaun Watson should play tomorrow night. Right now, it is pretty close to 50-50 in my unofficial poll that we've been taking off the radio. I'll look at social media, too. I'll look at CLE Talking Heads to see how you're voting. I'll put your votes in. But right now, fans are saying they want to see him play, even if it's in a limited amount of time. It's a very small sample size, though.
I still think you need to give Numb.
Numb is not going to be a column in my Google sheet here, just so you know that. It's either play or don't play. And so we'll ask you that.
I think Numb needs to be in there.
In fact, I'm going to take one more. Let me see what Fred says. Fred, play or don't play?
All right, Fred.
I'm doing good. How you doing? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I say play him, man. I say play him. I want my money worth, man. If his arm is that bad, I mean, let the arm fall off on the field, man. I want to see something. I need to see something. And I ain't seen nothing from this guy since he's been here. You know what I mean? I'm tired of the bubble wrap. I'm tired of hearing about the arm, the wrist. Hey, they say it's the whole arm now. That way we ain't got to isolate and focus on one small spot of the arm now. We just going to say it's the general overall arm.
Right, which was determined to be the wrist to the
shoulder, to your
right
neck,
to the clavicle.
Right?
We're going wrist to the clavicle?
Yeah, I'm going right to neck.
Okay.
Okay. Wrist to neck.
So you'll take the clavicle in there as well. Beautiful.
Yeah.
What that tell me is that this guy still isn't ready to play football. This guy still got an accuracy problem, whether it's mental. They're going to keep blaming it on the injury. They're going to keep blaming it. His mechanicals is off. His mechanicals been off since he came here. The guy was throwing the ball in the dirt since he came here, and I don't think it stopped. And I think we're going to be talking about Jameis Winston, but I think we should start Jameis Winston against the Cowboys. his arm hurt that bad, I'll play him in preseason, see what he look like. And if he don't look like, if he don't look up to par, now I'm putting Jameis Winston in. We're going to come right out the gate. We ain't going to even go week three, week four, and still talk about a dang on arm. We just going to put Jameis Winston in, and we're going to wait. Because if the guy don't want to play or if he can't play, what difference do it matter if we start the guy week one or week damn 11 or 12? It don't matter. The guy ain't going to be on the field long enough to play, man. And this is the biggest – they should make a movie out of this, man, because this is the biggest fleece in NFL history, probably. They gave that guy a big bag to do absolutely nothing. I need his connect.
I mean, that can't possibly be true. I mean, William Refrigerator Perry, I'm sure, has a sweatshirt that's pretty big. That's fleece covered. Or at least one of those tie blankets. I mean, that's a pretty big fleece. You know, that's a big old – William Refrigerator Perry was a big old man.
He was, but I mean, come on, John. Let's be real, man. Like, what's the odds? How many games are you really giving Deshaun Watson with everything that we've seen thus far, what you're hearing thus far? How many regular season games are we really going to get this guy?
I'll be honest. I would give more
all year.
Yeah, I'm giving the average NFL good quarterback across the board 15 of 17 games.
I was going to say, you miss at least two, and thank you for being a good sport, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay.
And having, having Fred's a good sense on the of humor. Play side, so just
and,
so you guys
yeah,
know.
And having a good sense of humor. Look, I'm with you. I think it's 15 games. I think you get from a quarterback in a given season. I looked it up at one point how many quarterbacks played 16 games, and it was single digits. I mean, it's ridiculous how short that list is now with all of the injuries and all that stuff. And if you listen to the interviews we've had with Mike Martz, if you've listened to what we've had with even John Greco, a couple other guys along the way, they'll tell you that there's been an evolution in offensive line play, and it's not at the same level that it once was. And these mobile quarterbacks who are running around trying to make everything happen with their feet and that stuff are getting banged up more and more. And some of that is because they're trying to extend the play, and others of that is because offensive line play isn't where it once was. So, and not to mention defensive ends are bigger, stronger, and faster than they've ever been, and defensive tackles are really big and all that kind of stuff as well. Like, you go into a season knowing darn well you're at least playing two quarterbacks. So, I don't know. Let me ask you something, Andy. And I know we want to get the Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
Is the ceiling for the Cleveland Browns still the highest with Deshaun Watson at quarterback?
Of the quarterbacks we have on our roster right now?
Correct.
Yes.
I agree with you.
I don't think there's any question on that.
I agree with you. It just sounds like from everything that we've been hearing here, that answer is no longer, at least to the fan base, as definitive as you and I right there, just going, yes, the ceiling's the highest. I don't know if people believe the same exact thing. And if you're the Browns,
how much does the ceiling change if Jameis Winston's starting quarterback? Let's ask you that. Ask it that way.
I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with Jameis at the helm. Even with, you know, the fact that he's no longer throwing as many interceptions as he once did. I think they can make the playoffs with Jameis at the helm. I think they can win a playoff game with Jameis at the helm. I don't know if it goes much further than that. And by the way, that's a successful season in my book.
For sure.
So
I don't know. You catch a lucky break in the playoffs with him. You never know.
With Watson, because of the peak that we've seen before, it's win the whole darn thing. I mean, that's your ceiling with Deshaun Watson, because you've seen that peak and how dynamic he can be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Rob is in Twin Lakes on the way to Kent. How are you, Rob? How are
you? Rob.
Hey, guys. Look, I am all in agreement. Put Winston in for the whole game because, look, if Watson's gone, it's Winston. Put him in. Give him the playing time.
So right? don't play Watson. You're saying you're don't play
well,
on Watson.
If his arm is sore.
You got to pick. You have to make the decision right now. I need you to tell me play him or don't play him right now based on everything we know.
Who, Watson?
Yeah, Watson.
On this game coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow.
No, don't play him because why play him? What's the benefit? They're backed into a corner. And you guys saying Flacco's not coming back. Well, they made a mistake. Let's admit it. Flacco should be signed.
He is with Indianapolis. Not here, though. That's the problem. He's not coming back here. Rob, thank you. Rob and Twins Lake.
Not coming back. He's not. Just stop it. All you're going to do is get yourself grumpy. He's not coming back. It's not happening. Don't chant it. Don't breathe it in. Don't continue to come back to the same exact mindset. It's not happening. Joe Flacco will not step foot on the field of Cleveland Browns Stadium unless he is wearing someone else's uniform or they're putting him in the Ring of Honor. It's not happening. He's not coming back. Get your old quarterback's name out your mouth.
All right, this isn't fair. Chef Will just sent me, he said, I wouldn't play Watson, so I got to put him, don't play.
Thanks, Chef.
You know, here's what's not fair. Look what he's making today. He's making like candied bacon, and he sent me pictures of it. That's not fair. That's not fair, man.
That's a good point. That's pouring some, I guess, sugar into the wounds on this one.
Wow,
a little salt from the bacon, a little sugar on top of it. That's pretty good. That's winning stuff.
Not fair.
I still think the ceiling is highest for the Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson at the helm. And I just think that Jameis is the step down to Jameis Winston is now maybe a full step, where the step down to the other quarterbacks that the Browns have had in previous years was down like six steps. And then Flacco brought it to like three steps. Like, I just think that's where this team is sitting, and that's where this team's at its best. You have to get Watson out there to play this year. You can't just cut him or tell him to go away or all of that stuff. And if he's dealing with general arm soreness now, then, and was a full participant in practice yesterday, let's not forget that point. Full participant in practice. If he's dealing with general arm soreness, let the arm heal. Don't put him out there at 80%. Don't put him out there at 85%. Don't put him out there at 75%. Instead, let the arm heal. Then get him out there because that's where the ceiling is the highest.
All right, one more vote. Gouray, I know where you're going. What do you got? Gouray's going to say don't play him. What do you think, Gouray?
Do not play him. And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why, Gouray.
Because only thing the Browns did wrong was they sold everybody a shoulder injury other than saying what it really was a rotator cuff injury. My wife went through rotator cuff injury, and now all the stuff I'm hearing is the exact same symptoms that my wife has been through.
Mm.
And who I would start?
Your wife. Your wife, if she's rehabbed, right? If her arm's feeling good, let's let her start.
Oh yeah, I love the backup that we got from Baltimore. He learned from Lamar Jackson. He beat Lamar Jackson in every head-to-head competition he had since high school. I think, and if you're looking at skill set, I think he's much more of a skill set with his legs closer than Deshaun Watson than anything we have on our roster.
Tyler Huntley. So you want Tyler Huntley to start and keep playing?
I love.
So you're saying
Tyler
hang
Huntley.
On to Huntley and trade Dorian Thompson-Robinson?
Yes, I don't think I like Dorian Thompson, but I don't think he's stretch it out. I think he's a Tyler Huntley. So you already have that on your – and you can get a draft pick for the guy because somebody's going to sell – you know, somebody's going to say, hey, look, you know what? He's worth it. So keep Tyler Huntley, start Tyler Huntley, and let Jameis Winston be in a role that he's used to being, which is a backup.
All right, Cool Ray. Thank you, Cool Ray. So the votes are coming in hot and heavy. It's kind of right down the middle. Play or don't play. It is right down the middle. I haven't looked at social media yet, though, to see what that looks like. So
I'm good on Tyler Huntley. I've watched Tyler Huntley play. He's fine.
Keep him on the roster?
Sure. I'm not going to fight over I'm not fighting over third quarterbacks. I just don't have it in me. That one you can put the check mark down as numb. Third quarterback battles, Dan, numb. I don't care. You're fighting over the third quarterback. If you get to the third quarterback, you've already had some serious problems anyway.
It's very much a up-in-the-air split decision for you Browns fans trying to figure that out. All right, I do want to talk about Denzel Ward. And are you ready for high school football tonight? We had games last night. We got teams all over the country from Northeast Ohio playing football. Are you kidding? Wow. All right, we'll come back, though. I do want to talk about Denzel, and I mean, it seems pretty serious. So 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan with Dan Menigan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.